repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. The Canadian Mental Health Association is offering a free 3-day workshop specifically for family and friends. If you have a loved one who struggles with mental health challenges, this could help you maintain your wellness as a supporter. The course runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 5th, 6th, and 7th. For more information or to register, call Monica at 604-341-6356. That's 604-341-6356.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
That is a good movie. Upon watching it for the first time, I was like not very into it, and I watched it a few weeks ago. Fantastic. Of course, I'm talking about The Big Lebowski, and it contains a very solid, rare Bob Dylan track that you listen to in that little promo. And also, you heard the voice of the lovely Dora Dubber, who is so lovely, a lovelier person around here you will not find. You are listening to 101.9 CITR and the Parts Unknown Show for a second hour. Amazing stuff from Cozy Fanny Tutti. Who is that? Luke Meek could tell you who that is. Long-running member of industrial UK act Throbbing Gristle. She is back with a lot of electronic danciness from her album Tutti. That's her last name. It's also the name of her brand new album that was released this month. Unbelievable. I quite like it too. Very simple, very, what do they call it? Minimalist. But I really, really enjoy it. And there are 8 soundscapes much like that on this album. Cozy Fanny Tutti with, I believe the first song is called Tutti. Wonderful. We go on to some calmer fare from Sunrise Social. I know every one of the members of this band, and they are all lovely gents. One is Dave Prowse. You may know him as the drummer of the band Japandroids. It's all his songs that he is compiling for his new album, Saint Helena. I'm going to play the song Black Hearts, but also in this band is Robbie Knoll, who is the bass player, maybe not forever, of the newly reformed Apollo Ghosts, and Adrian Teacher, who will always be in the band Apollo Ghosts. And so will Amanda. But Robbie just recently had a child, and I say congratulations, Robbie. I saw pictures. Lovely little child, but what child that was just born is not lovely? I have not seen one yet. Sunrise Social, they all form a band together, all three of them, called Sunrise Social. And from that little album, St. Helena, comes the tune Black Hearts on 101.9. CITR, still the parts of no joke.
See here, God. Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing.
Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Standing barefoot in the wet, dark front yard. The porch light illuminates her hair, and I cannot see her face because of the glow. Based off a dream that I had a long time ago. We leave our wretched bodies and our eye holes, piss holes in the snow, becoming something wonderful. Oh, thunderstorms, and I don't know. It gets lost in the glow.
I'm not getting wet. The barrel, the barrel.
Duncan McHugh joins us on the Parts Unknown show. How are you, Duncan?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you so much for that request. I was looking for a fourth easygoing kind of track before I get all dancey. That was Aldous Harding. Do you know much about this performer?
Not much. She's from New Zealand.
Okay. Well, that's all I need.
This
great.
This is from her second album that's about to come out.
Okay. And the song that we just played was called The Barrel. And the album is called Designer, released on Flying Nun, but also 4AD, the same label that gave you the Frank Black-led Pixies. Black Francis?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I know who Frank Black
maybe
led
even
what?
If I...
Oh, you meant, sorry.
The leader of the band, the Pixies.
Yeah. I thought you meant his album, Lead.
And oh,
like,
sorry.
Paint?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, 4AD, still a label. Good for them.
Yeah.
And Aldous Harding, good for her. The video, what did you say? You said a certain word to describe the video.
Enchanting.
Ooh, very enchanting. It definitely is.
It's odd, but it...
I only saw it once, Duncan.
Yeah.
But if I could describe it, it just seems that there's a young lady wearing various garbs and dancing in a room, a spacious room.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cloth.
This is great radio.
No, it's great radio because I'm explaining it.
You're setting a picture in the mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of cloth on the walls. She's wearing this kind of Victorian frock.
Yes.
And just like. A shimmy back and forth.
Now this is great radio right here. Duncan dancing. I'm glad he's got clothes on this time. All right. Also, was that rough? Okay, thanks. Sorry. Elf Pity, a act out of Vancouver, have a EP called The Ghost of God Mountain, and that song was called The Glow. I really quite enjoy it. Also like... the work of You've Changed head honcho Steve Lamke doing a song from his new album. It's the only one I'm allowed to play. It's called Fireworks, and I think it's from the Fireworks album. I'm not sure. Go to the You've Changed Records Bandcamp site and check out all what You've Changed has to offer. And you'll probably download lots of music from the act partner. We go on. I saw this from Ian Daniel Kehoe. You've already played this?
No. Okay. You're good.
Ian Daniel Kehoe had a new song called One Picture. It's a very swirling little video where he is dressed up all silvery. And he's playing his dance music, at least one dance song, the song One Picture. The way he looks, it reminds me of a East Canada performer, outsider artist, if you will, called Nash the Slash. Do you remember this gentleman? He would, Luke and I could totally nerd out to Nash the Slash. He was an expert violin player, and he was very popular during the late 70s, early 80s. He would wrap his face in bandages.
Okay.
Really? You don't
Invisible Man style. No.
Yes.
Sounds like my... right up my alley.
I believe he had a top hat as well. And I don't think there's a top hat on Ian Daniel Kehoe, but he looks just as handsome. He looks handsome enough to not wrap his face in bandages. This is the song One Picture on 101.9 CITR.
Of me and you, I don't know what to do. Oh,
It was told to me via the internet that we lost another great musical thinker, Mark Hollis of the band Talk Talk, most notably known for the song It's My Life. You know that song? Ben Lai didn't, but I did. And he passed on just recently. He was still quite young. He was in his 60s. And I had liked the music. I don't know much about Mark Hollis or the band. I just know kind of the hits. So I was doing a little bit of research. And on their very first album, their very first track, they actually have a song called Talk Talk. And I'd like to play it for you right now in honor of Mark Hollis, who passed on this week. I believe that he passed on today. This is the song Talk Talk.
Talking around.
Oh, amazing. That is a band called The Rapture. And this band has a lot of history with me, and I'll get into it another time. But I was looking for a dancey number to follow the Talk Talk song. That was called Talk Talk, and I think I found it. The song was called Get Myself Into It. From the album Pieces of the People We Love, The Rapture broke up, and I had heard that they reformed. That's good for people that are super fans. I have given up on them, and that is just my problem. I also played some Talk Talk. I played also Tops. Good. We're all caught up. So I got 12 minutes left. I had promised that I was going to get into a band called Silver Chains. My Facebook had a post about this new EP. And this band I don't know much about. I bet I know at least two members of this band. And their EP is pretty all right in my book. It's not Silver Chair, it's Silver Chains. So it is not a new album by the Australian youthful trio. These guys are better. A album, or the EP is called All Hail, and I'm going to play the title track of the EP. This is All Hail Silver Chains. We'll be right back. All right, let's just calm down. 9,900,000 people relax to this music, composed by Peter B. Helland. So we're just going to forget that Life in Vacuum ever happened. They were a band. I'm just kidding. I liked it. It was nice. But I like the other side of music, the music that can soothe, as well as the music that can enrage, much like Toronto's Life in Vacuum. A ridiculous name for a band, Life in Vacuum. Come on. Were you 18? All You Can Quit in Life is the new album from this three-piece? Three-piece. There's three of them I counted. The song was Apartment. The someparty.ca newsletter told me about them, and I thought it went very well with New Dead Soft. You know them and love them. They had a song called Porch, and when I saw that they had a song called Porch, I was thinking to myself, oh, they're doing a cover of that Pearl Jam song. Not so. It's a new, original, lovely little song called Porch, even though the Pearl Jam song's good too. Silver Chains began that heavy set, which is why I am giving you a bit of relaxing piano music before I leave. Now, every once in a while, there seems to be a show that happens around this time at 3 o'clock. So I hope that happens again, and maybe I will meet those people that have the show. But they don't want to talk to me. What's that old man in the booth there? I wanna chat. I'm likable. Sometimes I believe you. Thank you so much for allowing me into your airwaves. I will see